The Big Bus Tour with Alison Ferns on BBC Surrey.
Now, though, it's time to get some sound advice, courtesy of our gadget detective. If you have a question for Fevzy, you can call 03 459 57 0057. Fevzy joins us now. Fevzy, you really can fix just about anything and everything, can't you?
Well, I'll give it a go. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. I mean,
oh, I don't know. Let's not make any rash promises, Bevsy. While we wait for people to call in with their queries problems, your gadget of the week, please.
I love this gadget of the week. And it's a portable gadget, as you're doing an outside broadcast. I thought I'd bring you a portable gadget.
Oh, like it.
Almost like it was planned. Right, this is from a company that you may not know. It's a company called Vivitech, V-I-V-I-T-E-K. And they produce some very, very smart and small projectors. And when I say projectors, these things, so the one that we're looking at now is called a QMI, that's QMI Q3 Plus. It's slightly bigger than a smartphone. So it's small, it's pocketable, it's got its own battery, and yet it projects a screen of up to 100-inch diagonal. And quite bright at that. So it runs on an internal battery, so you can charge it up and just literally slip it into your pocket. And then you can attach it to a source in various ways. So it's got its own sort of Wi-Fi connection to it, and it's got its own apps built in. It actually runs Android like a smartphone or a tablet, and that enables you to get to things like Netflix and YouTube. Or you can pair it to your smartphone, your mobile phone, and stream video content from there. Or it's got memory card slots inside it, nice pair of stereo speakers as well, and it's just quite remarkable. And one of the things that a lot of people don't realize if they've never owned a projector before, the conventional ones use projector bulbs, which last for a few thousand hours but then are extremely expensive to replace. This one uses an LED light source that will go for about 30,000 hours and is a good deal cheaper to replace when the time comes. So all in all, it's a good device. It's not cheap. It's a little over £500. But for then good projectors are not cheap. And, you know, that's probably less than a lot of people spent on the smartphone itself. So, but as I say, it's got Wi-Fi. It's got Bluetooth built into it as well. So you can position it wherever you want in the room. And the ability to just sort of create a 100-inch screen wherever you go, I think, is quite a special feature. And the thing is very small, very slinky. You can watch videos on it, you can look at your photos on it, you can even look at documents and so forth, because you can put an internet browser up on the screen as well. So there's a lot to it. It's called the QMI Q3 Plus, and it's from Vivitech, V-I-V-I-T-E-K.
Do you know what? I'm intrigued by you, Fevzy. What's your house like? Is it literally wall-to-wall gadgets? Have you got, like, projectors in one room?
Do you know what?
Massive tellies in the other?
I've got an office away from my home where I work, and that's got tech in it. And my house is... it's quite minimalist in the sense that any tech that's in there has to have really earned its place. So it's kind of like, I don't have like 100 smartphones knocking around. I'll have one, but it's the one that I really, really want. The difficulty is that, you know, sometimes to get to know the products, you have to use them. So I'm always using a different smartphone, and nothing really works well for me because it's always brand new to me, and I'm just sorting out all the little bugs and all that. Yeah, and as soon as I've learned how to use it, I'm on to the next one. And by the way, that's the best advice for everyone, is don't keep buying new gadgets every year. You know, people are encouraged to buy new smartphones and new cameras and so forth. And especially, say, with something like a camera, far better to just take a couple of years to really get to know your camera, and you'll get much better pictures out of it than the incremental improvements you get, you know, each year from manufacturers of cameras or smartphones.
Guess what I saw earlier? A disposable camera. Someone came to meet me, come to see us down on the bus, and they had one of those disposable cameras. I didn't even know you could still buy those.
What, with film in it? The ones where you just take it in, they crack it open, process the film, and throw away the camera?
Yes, I didn't even know you could still get hold of one of those. Old school, love it.
Yeah.
If you have a question for Fevzy, you can get in touch today, 03 459 57 0057, or you can text the word radio, followed by your message to 81333. I think we've got a caller on the line, actually. This is a computer problem, I understand.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
I've got a computer, which is a laptop, which is about 8 years old.
Yeah.
And now, when I go onto Google, it says shockwave plugin no longer working or something, not responding.
Right.
And this morning I was listening to the BBC and they were talking about, you know, if you don't get updates, you are really vulnerable to viruses, etc.
That's true.
So what can I do about this?
Okay, let me just go back one step and ask you a question, because you said your laptop is about 8 years old.
Yes.
Do you know which version of the operating system you're running? Is it Windows XP or 7 or...
I think it's probably Windows 7. I haven't got Windows 10.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it's not XP, because some machines of that age are still running the older version, Windows XP, which is no longer supported by Microsoft and therefore not safe to use. So if you're running Windows 7, so Shockwave is a plug-in piece of software from a company called Adobe. That's Adobe. So if you go to the website adobe.com, and navigate to the part where it's a free download. Just download the latest version of the Shockwave plugin, and that should solve your problem. And it's best to go to Adobe and get it directly from there, because then you know you're downloading the genuine article. And what it will do is it will detect what sort of computer you're using and what operating system you're using, and it will allow you to download the appropriate version of Shockwave.
Right, and it's Adobe.
Alpha, Delta, Oscar, Bravo, India. Echo, beg your pardon.
Echo, yes.
.com. And then make sure you're on the UK part of the website. There's normally a little flag in the corner. Make sure it's a Union Jack.
Oh, I see, Union Jack. All right.
So make sure you're on the UK version. But that's the answer, and it's free. And you're quite right about keeping everything up to date. You have to make sure that the Windows operating system is up to date, but also all the software that you run on it. And the reason for that is software is imperfect, and it comes with bugs that are found over time. And some of these bugs make your machine vulnerable to attack from criminals. And therefore, what you have to do is keep updating to the latest version of everything that you use to make sure that you're as safe as you can be, as well as, of course, running a good sort of antivirus and firewall internet security suite as well.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Thank you ever so much for your call. If you have a question for Fevzi, our gadget detective, you can get in touch. The number 03-459-570057, and we'll hear more of your calls after this.
BBC Surrey Drive Time.
We're taking your technological calls. If you have a technical problem of any sort, if your computer's playing up, your smartphone's not doing what it should, give Fevzi, our gadget detective, a ring. The number 03-459-570057. Fevzi, any technological news articles caught your eye of late?
There was one. There's Deloitte's have done their 6th annual mobile consumer survey when they analyse mobile phone habits of the nation, and they questioned 4,000 people around the UK, and they found out some interesting things. Some of it not surprising, but I think still of interest. 1 in 3 UK adults has argued with their partner about using their mobile phone too much. The rows were most common amongst 25 to 34 year olds, while over 11% of over 65s admitted to arguments over overusing phones. So it's not just limited to the young'uns. We're all addicted now.
I know, and it is so annoying when you're trying to have a conversation with someone and they're just staring at their phone.
I'm sorry, did you say something? I couldn't leave it. It was just, it was there and I had to touch it. I'm so sorry. About a tenth of respondents admitted to using their handsets, in quotes, always or very often, while eating at home or in restaurants. That's the one.
You know what my friend does? My friend actually now switches off the Wi-Fi router in her house when it's dinner time, so that nobody is tempted to just quickly check Facebook.
But you know, it's interesting now, because people now, they're buying smart watches, you know, Apple watches and other similar watches exist, which tether to your smartphone. So your smartphone can be, you know, in your bag or, you know, in the hallway or something, and you're still getting messages and sending little responses and all of that. And I don't know whether that's better or worse, because in a way it's less obtrusive, but in another way it's cheating, because you're still doing it. You're not giving that person your undivided attention. 1 in 3 UK adults and half of 18 to 25 24s said that they checked their phones in the middle of the night, with instant messaging and social media being the most popular activities.
We are all addicted, aren't we, as
we
a
are
nation?
Badly we addicted. Are. It's not going to end well, I can tell you.
If people have a technology question for you, they can follow you on Twitter, can't they?
They can. I'm at Gadget Detective, so you can come and ask me a tech question there, or just come and say hello. Always nice to hear from people. Or go to the website, which is gadgetdetective.com, where there is a free tech advice forum.
Fevzy, as always, thank you so much. He's our gadget detective and he's here with us every couple of weeks on the programme for our technology phone-in. Now, Simply Red.